Welcome to Nuts and Bolts, an inside look into the ups and downs of running a small software business. The show is hosted by Brett Turner and myself, Austin Grigg, and we talk about new trends in the web, building a bootstrap business, and really whatever else is on our minds. Welcome to episode 15 of Nuts and Bolts. Glad to be back this week with Brett Turner.
What's happening?
Not too much, man. It's a little bit chilly in here.
It is indeed, yeah. We, as we mentioned that last episode, we moved into a new office in the beginning of December, and it's kind of an old garage warehouse type space, and we got this German heater thing, I think, on the wall, and it works fantastic for heating up the space. It can heat up the whole space in like 10 minutes if it's running.
If it actually runs, yeah.
Yes, which yeah, we've, last week, I guess, we got hit with the heater problem, and it's basically been about the same temperature as it is outside.
Pretty much. Yeah, we made a couple of probably minor mistakes, one being we left it off one night. The first night it went, actually, it stopped working. We came in the next morning, and it never came, well, it didn't come back on because it was off, but when we tried to turn it back on, it wouldn't stay on.
Yeah, so it's been about mid-50s in our office, which is chilly.
Yeah, you had a great idea, and you opened the windows to try to warm it up, which actually it was nice that day, but then that night we forgot to close them, and that's probably not ideal, right?
Yeah, I think I told you just to remind me never to open the windows until it's at least spring or summer and 75 or 80 degrees outside. It was a nice day, though. It was a good thought. Yeah. I heard the birds chirping for a little bit, but then I showed up the next morning, and I saw it through the window, and I was like, oh, crap, that's not good.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, that's okay. We're learning our lesson.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I guess.
Yeah. I guess in the last episode, we talked about kind of some of our 2015, we sat down at the beginning of this year, made some plans. I thought we'd kind of follow up on that. We've actually tried to actually change some things about what we're doing and, some of the things we're doing during the week. And probably my favorite thing has been setting up a couple of times during the week where we're trying to do some things intentionally that we can look forward to. So, you've already given me flack for this, but I wanted to make it a thing. You know, it's kind of fun to make something a thing,
it is,
right?
It is. I love
so
it.
We've got Coffee Mondays, and it's actually hashtag Coffee Mondays. If you know me, which you don't because you're listening through a podcast, maybe hi mom. Yeah, you know me. I'm not a big like hashtag this, hashtag that, but you know, it's actually been kind of fun. It's like every Monday we're trying to walk down to the coffee shop here locally in downtown Canton and get a cup of coffee, you know, and it gives us an excuse to get out of the office. And yeah, it's been something I've looked forward to actually.
Go shoot the breeze with our local barista.
Yeah. A little shout out to Peter.
He's he's a trip.
Excellent barista.
He is. Yeah. It's nice. And I guess we actually use that time, not just for walking down. It seems like that's typically when we have our meetings, our quote unquote meetings is when we're either walking somewhere or, we rarely sit down at a table across from each other rather than the only time we do that really is to record this for the most part. But, that's kind of our meeting time. We either do that over the ping pong table, while we're playing the game of ping pong, we'll have our meetings, or while we're walking to the coffee shop, essentially is our two meeting times for the most part. So, and it's on Monday, but it's better than doing like a Monday meeting necessarily.
Right. Yeah, it gives us that time to just get out and have those conversations. I remember we had a Skype conversation with Jeff Berg. He's the one of the founders there at a Planning Center Online. And when we were talking to him, he actually talked to us while he was on a company walk. Their whole company goes for a walk. It's a great way to kind of clear your head. And, I know people who talk about doing walking meetings and, I think we have some of our best conversations, while we're up and moving around.
Yeah. And I mean, it's as cold inside as it is outside.
That's true. So it doesn't really matter.
We might as well go. I'm going to go work for my car today, I think. So
yeah, exactly.
Another one and Thursday has kind of become our lunch day.
Which company is lunch. Nice. Yeah.
You know, going out company lunch. So often our Fridays will be growler Fridays. So we have a growler shop that opened up,
across the street.
It's kind of dangerous. Within sight of our office. So, so occasionally we'll go do that and enjoy our Friday afternoons and stay asleep at the office, obviously, because we can't drive home, but, not necessarily, but yeah, so, that's been fun though. To do that, to kind of put some things in place. It just gives you small little things to look forward to. Obviously we look forward to coming to work every day, but it's fun to have those little, non-working kind of things. So.
Well, and in this, these last couple months that really have been so busy, it's kind of like, you kind of have to get your head down and get work done, but it does. It just gives you something to look forward to. And yeah, making it a thing. I think when we said, oh yeah, we'll just get coffee, either, I think we've gone one way or the other. Either we've like gone out to lunch every day of the week and it's like, okay, we probably don't need to do that. Or we'll say we're going to do it, but then when you don't put a day on it, it's like, oh, it gets to the end of the week and you haven't done it. And so,
yeah,
you know, it kind of just passes you by. So yeah, it's been fun to make a little bit of a thing out of it. And I think we did that intentionally too, as we try to hire someone and bring somebody in, creating that, going ahead and starting before we bring somebody in. So we're inviting someone into that culture, not that they can't help change it or that we're not going to shift things in the future. But if we say, hey, we're a fun company, we go out and do things together, but we never do it, like, then I guess we're not really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's practice what we're trying to actually, we want.
I think it stems, we talk a lot about like, we want somebody who fits in our culture and like, what exactly is our culture? You know, we always say that. It's like, what are we doing that is really establishing that type of thing? So
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah. I guess, over the last couple of weeks, it's been fun. I think we mentioned on the last podcast that our app Upkeep got featured. But we've had some interesting emails and, you had a pretty cool phone call with a company this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. We got an email through our support, I think from the app, from a venture capitalist firm. I don't know if I can say names or anything like that, so I won't mention names specifically, but that kind of, when you get stuff like that, I never really know if it's like a legitimate thing or not. So, I just looked into it more and ended up, responding back and had a call with, someone who essentially is an investor at a VC firm. And, you know, we've never even really explored that as an option. And I wanted to call back and really just get an idea of kind of what that world was all about. And you know, I don't think Upkeep is at that point. And after the conversation, he felt the same way, but it was, you know, it was good to, you know, we always read online about, you know, companies, oh, they raise 5 million and they raise 50 million and some companies, you know, being valued at billions and billions of dollars. But I think this company, you know, he basically told me that they invested between 100,000 and $5 million in different startups and,
so chump change, right?
Yeah. So chump change. It was like, oh, pff, we passed that. But I mean, it was interesting. You know, I think
that is kind of cool though.
Yeah. I mean, just seeing that, you know, we've always been about kind of self-funding and not getting in debt. And even though, you know, an investment is not necessarily debt, it kind of is. I mean, at the same time, it's
that's
the
way I would control it. And
right.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting. Just talking to them and just kind of reevaluating what we've set out to do. And
yeah.
If it ever got to that point, you know, basically he was saying, you know, an app needs investing when it gets to a point where there's kind of a fork in the road where you can't continue anymore without outside funding to, you know,
yeah, to keep or to take it to kind of that next level.
Right.
Yeah. I think we've kind of tried to have that, an attitude of trying to keep doors open. You know, we even had people, you know, write some articles about us. And I think one of the most challenging things is we've thought about trying to market things like market our apps and market our products is, just having those press contacts and having people kind of in your corner. And so that's been even kind of cool. Even if we haven't gotten made tons of money off the app or, anything like that, I feel like we're making connections. So, you know, if we did want to do something in the future, that's probably our only connection to a VC capitalist, you know,
right.
But we've had a conversation with them.
Yeah.
We've had some bloggers write about us and, I feel like that's the best way, you know, if you can approach people you've already have a relationship with. So that's been kind of neat just getting to meet people. And, I think it's worth it at the time. It's like, you know, do I have time or is this worthwhile? But I think it's about those relationships.
Yeah. And I mean, it was interesting cause I guess I just had this picture in my head of a venture capitalist is like a Shark Tank type, you know, scenario. But, I mean, he's just super nice guy and basically said about, you know, the same exact thing, you know, if we ever had questions in the future or, you know, down the line, if we feel like that's something we're interested in to reach back out. So, definitely something that to keep in the back pocket, but you know, who knows if it'll ever, you know, come to light, especially as we're talking about, you know, developing products and
continuing
down that road. So, so yeah, it was a cool conversation. It was just a different world to kind of talk through though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure as soon as I was like revealing numbers and stuff, he was probably like, okay, it's time to get off the phone. But it was interesting. So,
yeah. Well, speaking of other fun things we've been doing, we've been, restructuring our company, to be, an S corp versus just a straight LLC. I guess we still technically are an LLC, but we're now taxed as an S corp.
I don't know what we are.
It's such a mess. It's one of those things that, you know, I'm actually glad we, because at the beginning we, you know, asked the question, should we file as an S corp and all that? And, you know, I'm glad for the first 2 years we basically kept it simple. I mean, that's kind of been a little bit of our mantra is don't do stuff you don't have to do until, you know, it's time to do it. And, you know, I think we have good reasoning for it. We kind of went 2 years, we tried to do our own taxes last year and that was a whole mess. And, you know, I mean, I think it turned out fine, but it's just a pain. So we finally hired an accountant, which, you know, I think was probably long overdue. And, right.
Definitely.
And then, you know, we sat down and talked to her and she recommended, you know, basically because we have, you know, because we've been profitable and we've got, you know, money that's coming into the company, you know, basically if you're just a straight LLC, you're having to pay, self-employment taxes on all of that money. And, that's pretty penny, you know, it starts to add up. So, you know, basically we're trying to do that in such a way where we can pay ourselves a salary. And then, you know, we can still take, draws off of what's left, any of the profit that's left, but, we don't have to pay as high of a tax rate. So we're still figuring all that out. Just part of the thing of business, man. It is like, that's one of the things I dread is it's like, it should not be this complicated.
It's horrible. Yeah. I mean, even filling out the forms to send in for like, you know, direct deposit and payroll and all that stuff is like, there's questions, especially in our situation where we're both the employee and the employer.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, I'm signing documents as the employee and the employer. Like, what does this mean? Even
maybe we should have done each other's. That's what we
probably should. So, but, our accountant's going to send it back and be like, you guys are, a bunch
we've
of
told
idiots.
Her about as much. So, but, I think it should end up working out pretty well. I mean, I think we should, from the looks of it should save us around between, I don't know, 7,500 to potentially like $10,000 in taxes, which is, I mean, that's pretty significant, yeah, especially when you're looking at bringing on another employee and
you know,
trying to fill up a new office and that sort of thing. So, I mean, it's, yeah, it's definitely something where, like you said, I'm glad we did it the way we did it, but, as we're kind of making strides in our business and trying to streamline things, that it's going to be helpful to have that additional money. So,
yeah, well, and not just that, but I think we were going to have to set up payroll anyway, when we brought on an employee. And so it just kind of made sense. We're trying to move that direction. I'm glad we're doing it now and figuring this out now versus doing this and trying to bring an employee on. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure everything goes smoothly because the last thing you want is to bring somebody on and then, oh, your paycheck's held up. You know, we can't get you paid. It's like, that'd be a mess. So, you know what I mean?
Come work for us and maybe get paid. Right. On if we have our crap together.
I think the timing of it really did work out well. It was kind of like all those things came together. So
it would be awesome to get our taxes done by someone else as well.
That's
beauty.
Very thankful for that.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you running a small business, you know, one of the questions that we keep asking ourselves are there things that we aren't, you know, professionals at? Are there things that aren't in our core business, you know, that we can outsource? And again, I think it's one of those that we probably waited too long, but I'm really glad that we're moving that direction. But you still have to try to kind of understand it to a degree. I mean, there's pieces of it that she's helping explain to us. But at the end of the day, we're responsible. So I think that's one of the things too, to keep in mind is you can't just necessarily hire someone and never think about it again. You do still have to be, I think I'm glad that we've done enough of it ourselves to know, okay, you know, we got to at least figure out, make sure we're putting money aside for taxes and that those things are covered so that we don't get to the end of the year and have a big, a big concern, you know?
Yeah. And I would say as far as finding a good accountant, I mean, I think somebody that you're comfortable asking stupid questions to is probably,
It's a great point.
A good kind of litmus test there. because there are definitely things that I don't know that we don't know and aren't quite sure of. And, you know, even after something's explained, feeling comfortable to say, okay, can you go over that one more time? Because I don't exactly follow, because it all is extremely complicated. So, finding somebody you're very comfortable with and you feel like can give you a personal service and know exactly what your business does and what it needs.
I've been thankful. I think the lady we ended up finding, she kind of has a small practice. So it sounds like she's been in the business a long time. So she knows her stuff, but it's kind of nice. She's happy to reply to our emails and basically said, I'm not going to charge you to essentially respond to an email if I don't have to go look something up, you know, if I've got to go and dig up research. But it's nice feeling like every time you get on the phone or talk to them, they're not going to nickel and dime you, and that she's knowledgeable, but kind of, she knows, like, when we call or when we email, she knows who we are. Mm-hmm. I feel like that makes a pretty big difference. Yeah,
definitely. Cause we started off down that path a while ago and didn't get that same feeling. So that's why we ended up doing our own taxes and all that. We had kind of initially planned on having someone do them, but we never really got any correspondence from that person. So,
right. That can be frustrating.
So it made a big difference
for sure. I guess, what else has been going on at the office? So I guess we had another guy in here, a friend of ours. He was using part of the space and renting a little bit of the space from us. He was a photographer, and that was cool. But I guess that lasted about a month,
month and a half. Yeah.
And
he was a photographer / I guess, you know, like a corporate photographer / wedding photographer / music teacher /
musician.
Yeah, musician /
He's very talented.
So yeah,
very talented. But that's been, you know, kind of making that transition for him, from him, him being in here to him being gone. But again, I think there was, we're excited about bringing an employee in, and I think that gives us the space and the kind of ability to do that easily. So that's been good. And we're working on trying to build a conference table. So we got some furniture for the office, and, I enjoy doing some woodworking, and so we decided to, Brett, you had found some pretty cool plans for like a farmhouse style table.
I had, yeah. I signed you up essentially to
I was all over it. I love it.
and then haven't been able to help much. I think I went and like took a little piece of sandpaper and sanded one of the corners, and I was like, all right, I'm done.
So, no, it's good. So it's coming along. It's a big stack of wood in my garage right now, but most of the pieces are cut, got the legs together. So
it's only going to weigh about 400 pounds.
It is going to be heavy as all get out. It's it's 2-inch thick pine, naughty pine. It's very naughty. Yeah.
Extremely naughty.
But like one board, they're 2x12s. The top's going to be 4 2x12s. They're massive. It's like one of them I can barely lift by myself. That's partially because I'm a weakling. But yeah, it's going to be a beast. But I'm excited about it. I think it'll be a cool piece in here.
Statement. So it'll be a statement piece.
Yeah, you made a good suggestion. I'll try to take some more pictures along the way. We can maybe throw them up on the blog. So
definitely.
I guess one of the other things we've been thinking about is this idea of boundaries. We've kind of been thinking about that over the last week. We had had a conversation about that, and just setting some boundaries, particularly with our clients. You know, I think it can be very hard to say no. You know, they're the ones paying you, they're the ones bringing you work, and in some cases they're our friends, you know, or people that we genuinely care about and care about their business. And so it can be easy to get into the trap of kind of bending to whatever they say or need. So I think that's one of the things we've been trying to work on as well, is put some healthy boundaries in place. You know, I think we've done some of that. I try to basically tell clients, look, you know, you can't call me after 5. You know, we don't put our cell phone numbers on our site. You know, some of our clients have that, but you know, we basically don't answer our phones if they call, you know, unless it's like an emergency, their site's down or whatever. Try not to respond to their emails in the evenings, that sort of thing. But I think even just, you know, there's always an emergency. There's always something that needs to be done. And, you know, we work hard to try to schedule things so that we can make sure we get stuff done. And so I think just, I don't know, I have a hard time with that. So I'm trying to get better about putting some boundaries in place, being able to say no. And one of the big things, this kind of came from Henry Cloud and some of his books. He's got a book on boundaries, and, the idea that I don't have to feel bad about, when I put up a boundary, when I say no, how someone responds to that. And if they really care about me, then they'll actually respect that boundary.
Right.
You know, and, that was kind of a big eye opener for me.
It is. Yeah. And I think, you know, the reasoning behind it is important too. You know, it's not saying no just because we don't want to do something for somebody.
Yeah,
it's saying no so that we can remain healthy as a company and as individuals.
Yep, absolutely.
So that we can continue to service people at the level that we have been. You know, it's not that we're just grumpy and don't want to do the work for people.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just, it's because we have to, essentially. And if we keep bending, you know, over for everyone and doing everything, then, you know, everyone's going to suffer for that. So
that's right. Yeah. When we say yes to one person, what we're doing is we're saying no to something else, whether that's time with our family, whether that's no to working on someone else's work, whether that's no to developing our own products that we want to create time for. Mm-hmm. So that was, yeah, that was big. Every yes is saying no to something else.
Right.
So anyway, been good food for thought.
Yeah, definitely has been something we're trying to put into practice, but it's difficult.
It is. It's definitely tough.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Well, man, it was fun chatting with you. We actually recorded on the day that we said we were going to. So hopefully this will be coming out on Monday. We're recording on Friday.
Yeah.
But try to, again, put a rhythm in place, put some things we can look forward to. Yep. So thanks for listening. You can check out other shows at misfitrad.io. We're still on the Misfit Radio network because we're pretty much misfits, so I think that fits.
Yeah.
You can also check out our website at kaloncreative.com. That's K-A-L-O-N creative.com. And if you're a .NET developer looking for work or want to work with some cool people in a cool place, a lot of cool things.
Who are they?
Yeah, we'll have to find out who you should contact.
The cool people.
No,
are.
But you can apply online. I guess where can people follow you on the interwebs there, Brett?
I think my Twitter handle is still I am Brett Turner.
That's correct.
You changed it at some point. Three times a year.
You changed it at some point, and I keep trying to tweet at you at the wrong handle. It doesn't work. But
yeah.
It is I am Brett Turner.
It is.
Because you are Brett Turner.
Yes. Don't expect much from me. I just stalk other people.
Fair enough. And I'm at Austin Grigg on Twitter and austingrigg.com. Anyway, thanks for listening and hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.